Hey, potential podcast listeners, let's talk about today's sponsor, Let's Get Checked.
Let's Get Checked makes professional health testing easy by letting you get tested without having to visit a healthcare provider.
You can order a testing kit that will be delivered to you in discreet packaging.
Once your sample arrives in the laboratory, confidential results will be available from your secure online account within 2 to 5 days. These results are reviewed by a clinician, and a member of the Let's Get Checked nursing team may call you to review your results.
And Let's Get Checked laboratories are CLIA approved and CAP accredited, which are the highest ranking levels of accreditation.
So, if you want to avoid an uncomfortable office visit or prefer the convenience and get tested at home, visit trylgc.com/potential and get 25% off your test using code POTENTIAL25.
Once again, that's 25% off your test by going to trylgc.com/potential using the promo code POTENTIAL25. Take charge of your physical health and well-being, and let's get checked.
Reviewing the latest in movies, TV series, video games, books, and more. This is Potential Picks.
Hello and welcome back to another edition of Potential Picks. I'm your host, Chris Dewar. I'm joined by my co-host and fellow writer, Taylor Sokol. Today we're reviewing the comedy drama film American Fiction. This is written and directed by Cord Jefferson, and it's based on the 2001 novel Erasure by Percival Everett. This is one that popped up the last few months, especially with the award season, notably getting some Best Picture attention and a couple acting attention, especially with Jeffrey Wright leading this great cast, and Sterling K. Brown also getting much attention of a supporting actor nom. So we were excited to check this out and see what this film was about, and we won't do any spoilers today, but Taylor, what's a brief synopsis of American Fiction?
So it follows a frustrated novelist slash professor, Elonious Monk, and he writes an outlandish satire of stereotypical black, quote-unquote black books, as he's, trying to get on his own success, and he's seen that, you know what, this is what people want, so I'm going to make this. Only for it to be mistaken by the liberal elite for more serious literature. And people really want it to be published, both with high sales and high praise. And so he's having to deal with his own personal life and the absurdity that this has entailed. So, yeah, I saw trailers for this, and knowing that this is going to be up for Oscar stuff, I was like, we got to check it out. You know, first of all, I'm a huge Jeffrey Wright fan. I mean, anything he's in, whether it's serious, comedy, I thought this was kind of an interesting thing, because it's a very timely message, and I was really eager to see what kind of the end result was going to be about. Just knowing the trailer and kind of this idea that, you know, you got to give the people what they want, but maybe what they want is trash. And you know, it's kind of interesting to see then how that goes on. But yeah, I got to say, first of all, really great cast. I love the casting this. I mean, as you said, you got Jeffrey Wright, Sterling K. Brown, Tracy Ellis Ross, Issa Rae. I was just really, really loving this. And I love the pacing of this film as we're kind of going through it and seeing where it's kind of leading it, you know?
Well, it's a great concept, because he is a, smart guy, and what his typical kind of work would be isn't really being taken serious. It's like not selling. And then to kind of deviate into, okay, I'll go this other route, not thinking it's really gonna, almost as a joke, and for it to then take off. And there's kind of cool scenes throughout the movie where he's kind of like writing in his head or writing at like a desk. And then we see kind of like actors play out like a scene from this book as if it's like a fictional play or like a movie scene. And there's actually a couple of times throughout the film where you have to kind of like really pay attention if like, is this actually happening or not? And I kind of like the idea of the title American Fiction, almost in a way like, is his life itself kind of becoming a fictional tale, and how that plays out. But yeah, you said, yeah, the cast is wonderful. Obviously, Jeffrey Wright, fantastic at leading this role. And it is fun too when like they'll have like sometimes like a phone call or like an interview where he, you know, again, he has his kind of normal Jeffrey Wright way of talking where he's very, you know, classy and smooth. And then it's like, wait, this is the writer? And then he has to like, you know, kind of get more into like, oh yeah, I mean, you know, of course, like, you know, what the hell are you talking about? Like,
On in
yeah.
a stint, you know, as he plays this persona of Stag Arley, which I love,
Stag, yeah.
Staggerly, which made me
Yeah. Very witty.
yeah, and the fact that he wants the success, and he's dealing with his mom is in like early Alzheimer's, and you know he you know his other siblings can't really help out, and he's not making money, so he wants to take care of her, so he needs the money, but he's like, I don't want to stoop this level, but like, wait a second. And it's kind of like, I want to kind of stick it to the public of like, well, okay, whatever, this is what you want, fine, I'm gonna take advantage of it. And he slowly gets embittered because he's like, wait a second, you know, this is not what I want. Why is it people, and the fact that in the his book becomes so huge that he's on this count this literary award thing, and he's like, they're all fighting, oh, this is a great book, like, what are you guys talking about?
Well, yeah, even like the idea he has at one point, he gets a phone call and it's like, you know, we want you to be a judge for this like literacy award, and he's like, you know, an award that from his standpoint is never given to a black writer, and then all of a sudden this book he wrote again in jest is now getting this award of attention. It's like the whole thing is kind of like going backwards. And then so I love how you have like one side of this whole movie, you said, is the writing side and like this kind of new alternative you know, moniker he's taking on. But then you do have the family side. You know, tragically he loses a sister figure, and you have Sterling K. Brown, who he's fantastic in this film. He is funny, but there's also this really sensitive side where he, you know, was married for several years and has kids, but he really is gay, and this kind of coming out period and kind of exploring that, how like, you know, again, with the mom having Alzheimer's, there's a whole scene where, you know, Leslie Uggams, she's fantastic in this, where she's like, you know, I knew you were never a queer. And you see how it just like instantly breaks him. And there's some great scenes between Jeffrey Wright and Sterling K. Brown where they're just like talking about, you know, the olden days and like, you know, talking about how they're like their father passed and he's like, he never knew that I was gay and that like he never really knew the real me.
Exactly. Such a powerful little scene.
And I love that kind of element in the movie where we have some really like sensitive dramatic scenes that kind of juxtapose the kind of humorous
And the
satire that's going
absurdity,
on.
yeah.
And then he himself, you know, he going to help his mom out. So he then starts this kind of romance with this neighbor across the sheet, across the sheet. Well, yeah,
Yeah, that'll happen.
the street. And there's some intense moments with that too, where it's like he's kind of excited to, you know, have something in his life like that. But where is the where do you kind of draw the line in the sand between like, you know, what she's able to influence in his writing and in his personality? So I love how like there's kind of multiple elements going on throughout the film. Another great element I loved about this was you have this music by Laura Cartman. There's like this undertone, like smooth jazz throughout the whole film. It's very like not in your face. This is not a movie where like the music is like blaring. It's not like Dune and other things where it's like really loud, or like an Avengers movie. It's very subtle, but like it kind of keeps the beat going throughout the film. And I really liked it that there was this kind of like jazz element to it. And it has a, you know, I think it's got some nice cinematography to it. It's definitely a film where, you know, this is another film where you'll see certain reviews say like the best picture of the year, blah, blah. It's not going to win best picture, I don't
No.
think, but it's definitely an enjoyable film. I
It's
like the
definitely
premise
one you got to watch
to see.
again and
Yes, I think you need to see it a couple times to really get everything in the film.
yeah, and I, like I said, not no spoilers, but after I sat with the end of the film, I was like, you know what? I need to go back and maybe watch it, or I need to read up on, like, it does leave with some ambiguity, if you will, but also makes you kind of question the whole film in general. So go into this with a very fun, open mind. You're gonna love the performances. I think it's a very good, timely message. There's so many, like you said, layers of stuff going on in this film that I was definitely pleased that we watched this. So definitely a great contender for the Oscar race. I'm me personally with this film, I'm gonna give it a solid 8.5 out of 10. I really, really enjoyed this film, and I think especially for this is kind of the for Cord Jefferson, this is his big feature film debut. I look forward to seeing what else he's going to come up with because he did a great job with this. I mean, again, Cord Jefferson actually has been a writer for a lot of things, for like The Good Place. He's done what else? Also talking about satire and things like that. He did the Watchmen series. So yeah.
Yes, which was great. And
So
deserved a second season. Those bastards for taking that from us.
yes.
Yeah, so I think I'm also gonna give it 8.5 out of 10. I think this is one I want to rewatch in a couple years and give a second go. But yeah, it's nominated for Best Picture, Best Actor, Best Supporting Actor, Best Adapted Screenplay, and Best Original Score for the Academy Awards. So be interested to see what happens with that coming up on March 10th. Yeah, this is a fantastic film. You probably still can catch it in some theaters because right now some of the Oscar films are back in select theaters. Otherwise, you can find this on video on demand, and I'm sure down the line eventually it'll be on streaming. So check out American Fiction, and that was this edition of Potential Picks.
Thanks for listening to the Potential Podcast. You can follow us on Instagram and Facebook at the Potential Podcast, or on Twitter at the Potential Pod.
Or you can email us. Send us your positive feedback and thoughts, suggestions, and more through our email, thepotentialpodcast@yahoo.com.
I'm your host, Chris Dewar.
And I'm your host, Taylor Sokol.
Stay tuned for more episodes on pop culture,
entertainment,
and nerddom. And remember,
know your potential.